So I'd like to say briefly a few more words about effort in our practice. Before we sit, have another sitting. So there's a paradox with effort in meditation, that our awareness is more naturally here, the more we can relax. So relaxation and awareness go hand in hand. And yet, if we relax too much, we lose connection. So initially, we need to just be curious about how much effort does it take to be present with our body, our mind, our experience. And it actually takes a very light effort, very little effort. But it's often our mind, or the inner activity of our mind, that takes us away. So, it can be, what can help with that is including our mind in the effort. So, for instance, if I say to you, your left big toe. Let's say to your left big toe. Maybe you notice your left big toe. You didn't notice it a moment ago. Just by naming it. It's one way our mind can support us to connect with a question. What does it feel like for the base of my body touching the cushion, the chair? And so the question invites a noticing and a connecting. So instead of our mind taking us away, it's actually bringing us back. And the other way our mind brings us back is by naming what's here. So for instance, however our mind is feeling right now, does it feel like it's wandering or dispersed? Or a bit contracted? Or a little more spacious? So just a gentle curiosity and even a naming. Okay, this is the busy mind. This is doubt. This is settling. It's enough effort just to be interested. Interested to receive, touch, know our experience a little more closely. And the other element of effort is our body being an anchor, a touchstone to here and now. You find your energy is going up into your head, not even like to touch the ground. Touch your fingers to the ground. Quality of where it feels possible to connect to my bodily experience in a way that doesn't take too much effort, but is enough to connect me to the here and now. Could be the whole body, could be the sense of sitting in the room, could be the sounds. Touch of your hands. So we'll practice silently together for 20 minutes. And I'll ring the bell then. Feel free to stretch and to move. In a day of practice like this, we kind of accumulate a momentum of connection, awareness. So staying in touch with that as we move through this lunch period. And what would support that? Maybe just tuning into yourselves, and the options are quite simple. They are. You can go for a walk, a silent walk, or find a place to rest. But often we find we come on retreat, we come more in touch with our tiredness, so resting can be really supportive. And just really encourage you to stay with the practice of the silence. It's a lovely and rare space it gives us to be less outwardly focused. And also feel that we have to be anything for anybody. And just gives us a space to tune inwards. So rather than being a big should, it's more like a real support. Yeah.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.